Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. Take a trip to the mysterious land of Illyria, where nothing is quite what it seems, when Rubicon Theater Company presents the gender-bending romantic comedy, Twelfth Night, performed by the students of the Fearless Shakespeare Intensive Summer Program. Adapted and directed by critically acclaimed actor Joseph Fuqua, this hilarious tale of role reversal, unrequited love, and mistaken identity receives a darkly romantic, steampunk reimagining. The production opens July 29th and runs for four performances only through July 31st. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and I hope it's a great day for everybody out there. I'm Kim. I'm here with
Chad Atkins, founder of PawWorks. How are you?
I'm good. You're founder of PawWorks, but so much more, right?
Oh, you're so sweet.
So much more.
Some days I don't feel like it.
I know. I could see you're kind of asleep today, aren't you? It's been one of those weeks, I feel like.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm still on hiatus from vacation. My mind is just not caught up.
It takes a lot to get back, I'm telling you. Well, anyways, I'm glad you're here. Tom, how are you? Has it been one of those weeks for you?
It has been. We're closing out the summer. The kids are going to school already, and I'm confused about that.
Oh, your kids are already back at school?
It's soon. I'm not really sure. Okay. The wife takes care of most of that, but in
some... He doesn't know. They're just not home a lot. No.
Well, I'm not home a lot either.
I know.
I'll take a look at what's going on. But it's after the fair and just all the stuff going on, it's crazy times. Good times, but a little crazy.
Yeah. No, we're kind of like... winding down. And anyways, well, I'm so glad that you're here again. And I do want to remind you that we do have two shows, and we go all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, it is all about the brighter side of life here in the 805. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Also listen to our podcast. You can go into iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show and subscribe and then listen all the time on your smartphones. And also I want to give out the phone number, because that phone number actually gets you in to lots of great things. One, we're able to put you on our newsletter that gets sent out every single week and in your emails, and you can find out all the guests that's upcoming, and also more chances to win. So let me give you the phone number again. Is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we've got a really good show for you today. I want to start off with Leslie Shore is going to be talking to us today. And we're going to find out a little bit about how listening skills actually helps everything. Then we've got Peter. And I'm not going to say his name, but anyways, he's going to be talking about, can you say that? What would you try to?
Collagen.
There you go. Collagen. Okay. But we'll make him pronounce it when he comes in. But he's going to be talking about the 6th annual Cocktails in Havana, and it's all about Habitat for Humanity. And of course, he always does an amazing job. And so I want to invite everybody to that. And of course, that is located this year at the Spanish Hills Country Club, and that is Friday, August 19th. So there's still time to get your tickets, and we'll find out a little bit more about that. And again, we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. I want to start everybody with a moment of motivation. And dreams don't work unless you do it. So, very,
very true.
I know. So, I mean, it's like, you know, you can dream it. And so many people, I was just listening to something. If you dream it or you start it and it's a goal and maybe it fails, that's just one off the plate. Start something over again. I mean, don't give up. That's not your who you are. It's what you did. And it's only just an event in your life. So anyways, again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And you guys want to talk about all of our great giveaways.
Who first?
You first.
Okay. I will enter in with Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. How about Pete's Breakfast House? Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town. That's at 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Famous Dave's, 20 years of Texas beef brisket. Done the Right Way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. Urbane Cafe has healthy gourmet brunches. They're at 4960 Telephone Road in Ventura. And Rolling Pin Donuts, I can say that clearly. Las Posas is where they are. You've had Rolling Pin, anybody?
Oh, my God.
Of course we have.
They're the best in the world.
Yeah.
If you've lived in Ventura County, you
I know,
must have
they line pin. Up. And not only in the morning.
At midnight.
At night. I know. Isn't that crazy? I know.
I won't
love
say
it.
What I was doing at midnight, but I saw the line.
I saw the line, too. So, all right. I saw the light.
No. Oh, yeah. But let's right. give away a few things right now. We have Wings Over Camarillo is hosting their annual air show from August 20th to August 21st at the Camarillo Airport off Daly Drive. Don't miss out on those awesome airplanes. Also, the Ronald Reagan Library is hosting a sunset dinner rock and roll tribute to Fleetwood Mac and Journey, August 19th from 5:30 p.m. to 10. Get your tickets now. They're selling out quickly. Located at 40 Presidential Drive, Simi Valley. We have a pair of tickets for both of those events. Call 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email, and a team member will call you back.
There you go. You know, throw in a pair of comedy
yeah,
tickets.
Yeah, we got these this morning. They are the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club for Laugh Tank. It's actually this Wednesday, so if you can come this Wednesday at 8 p.m., we have a pair of tickets. Call again, 805-419-0008. Give name, number, and an email address, and a team member will call you back.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much, Chad. All right. I would love to introduce Leslie Shore. And Leslie, are you there?
I am indeed here.
How are you?
Wonderful.
So thank you for listening, because that's all about what we're going to be talking about. Listen to Succeed is your book, and I'm excited to hear more about it. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am the product of a pair of parents who were really amazing listeners and a grandmother who, to me, defines what effective listening is. I'm an Easterner originally, so if my R's come in the wrong places, I hope you understand. Mm. And I had done retail, I had done Air Force, and I have now been in education for over 20 years and decided to write the book because I wanted folks to have the same experience that I did growing up in terms of being listened to effectively.
Wow. Okay. And so you call yourself a communication expert, correct?
That is correct.
And so what, I mean, it's interesting because so many people in our world today are, they don't listen because they're already trying to figure out what they're going to say, correct?
That is one of the biggest issues there is on the planet. We have a tendency to start formulating our reply before we even listen through to the period at the end of the sentence.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about even husband and wives or, you know, relationships or parents and their children.
Because we can't be wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
We always have to be right.
Speak for yourself, Chad. No, but you're absolutely right. And so why do you think that is? I mean, do you think it's really because we don't want to be wrong, or do you think it's because, you know, we're just anxious to say what we think, you know?
Well, it's a combination of things. First of all, listening is different from hearing. Hearing is physiology. Mm. Listening is actually processing what you're hearing through your ears and through your eyes. And that by that, I mean body language and facial expressions.
That's interesting that you said ears and eyes, because I remember my grandmother used to say, let me take my glasses off so I could hear you. I'm like, what? You know? And so I never understood that, but now.
Well, you have to get the whole picture. You have to see. I mean, someone could say something and their inflection, their voice could be something, but then their body language says something else.
Yeah.
So
it's a whole dynamic there.
Right. And when in doubt, believe the body language.
Mm.
But the reality is, one of the reasons that we do formulate a reply before the poor person across from us gets to finish their thought is that we may be afraid that we are going to forget what it is that we want to say. We also, especially as Americans, are afraid of silence. When they get to the end of the sentence, we actually can give ourselves a moment to think about our reply, but in the United States, that is seen as being shy or introverted, where extroverts really just want to jump right in. But I think each and every one of us have had that embarrassing moment where we were formulating the reply while the other person was still talking, and when we finally open our mouth, everybody looks at us and goes, they just said that.
Oh, yeah, like you know, you weren't really listening, and then you repeat the exact same thing that they said.
Right. And
yes.
The thing is that you actually honor the person who is speaking by listening to the end, being able to formulate a reply on the whole thought, and they'll handle the silence, because what they'll get back is richer, and especially in relationship, familial and otherwise, that really is huge, because people do want to be listened to.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know about you, but personally, I mean, I can admit I do this, but it's with specific people. Certain personalities, I feel like I need to always be ready and on guard, so I'm always, you know, calculating in my head what I'm going to say next, because certain people, I found personalities take words, or they take a, you know, subject of what you're talking about, and they twist it on you. So you always have to be prepared.
You're on your toes.
I'm always on my toes with certain people. Not everybody.
Right.
Some people I can listen to. I can keep my mouth shut. But other people, I'm like on guard, ready to go.
So it's almost like they might be attacking you.
Yeah. And my personality, who defends the defenseless, I'm always ready to defend the defenseless, whether it be me or somebody else.
Right.
I'm always ready to jump on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so that's interesting. Yeah. What's your thought on that? I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Leslie Shore, and we're talking about your book. You have a book and a practice, correct? And of course, it's called Listen to Succeed. I love that. I didn't receive your book yet, so I'm hoping it's on the way.
I hope it's on the way to
you. I know.
I'll check up on that.
Okay, I appreciate that.
But I think in this particular case, the fact that the personality that you're dealing with, you know, is more in attack mode. If you know that going in, part of their personality might be in attack mode because of the way they grew up.
Mm.
They may not have been listened to by their parents. And I know it takes practice and patience, but your listening actually to the very end will allow you to be able to say, well, Joe, you said whatever the particular set of words are. And that's the key. When you are listening, you can even write down, and I always carry a little spiral, I write down the words that they're saying that I want to respond to, just one or two, because when I come back to them and say, well, Joe, you said XXX, that gives you the chance to then formulate and come back with something that is richer and on point, and they know that you listened to the very end of what they said. It will take probably months for them to not be in attack mode, but it will take you less time to retrain how you deal with what and how they're saying things, so that you actually give them the benefit of the doubt, which they may never have gotten prior to that.
So active listening is really a skill that we just have to work on, like anything. I mean, it's not something that just comes to some of us naturally. To others, it does, but it sounds like it's something that we really have to practice on a day-to-day.
And that is really established in our family traits, because if somebody in our family traits doesn't listen to us, then we're fighting. And it's interesting because I've had, you know, people in offices or people that I've worked with, and their responses are like, I'm sorry, wait, I didn't hear. I must not have understood that, you know, because they're either very forceful or they're not, you know, in compliance, I want to say, with communicating. So it's interesting. It's interesting. You know what, Leslie, will you stay on with us? Because we're going to take a really quick break, but I want to ask you a couple questions to kind of further in on Listen to Succeed.
You bet.
Okay, you're great. All right, you want to give something away? Sure.
You know what? Let's do a sponsor shout-out, actually.
Perfect.
Rubicon Theater Company is a non-for-profit professional regional theater company whose mission is to entertain, enrich, and educate the region's residents and visitors through the production of innovative professional theatrical productions, festivals, special events, and educational programs. You can check them out at RubiconTheatre.org. That's Rubicon, TheatreOrg. And you know what? If you ever wanted to be a sponsor with the Kim Pagano Show, you can reach us at 805-419-0008. We're always looking for amazing companies and organizations to help us out here at the Kim Pagano Show.
There you go. And you know what? Since we're talking about Rubicon, you and I just visited them last week.
We did.
And oh my God, all the stuff that's coming up. But I know they have In the Heights right now, right?
They
and
do.
We've got tickets.
Yes, and it's closing out soon. So through August 13th, we have a pair of tickets. You can call 805-419-0008.
tonight is
tonight
last night.
Yeah. So call now.
Yeah, so we'll get them in for tonight. So definitely. And if not, then we can get them in the next week because they've always got
there
something
go.
Going on.
Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will call you back right now.
There you go. I love it. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. Stay with us because we'll be right back. It's a beautiful
Get ready for the 2016 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Camarillo Airport. The Camarillo Airport comes alive with aerobatic performances, classic warbirds, helicopter and airplane rides, a World War II reenactment camp, as well as a variety of food and street vendors. The Camarillo Wings Association distributes the air show net profits to participating nonprofit groups that promote youth in science and aviation. Tickets and more information are available at www.wingsovercamarillo.com. It's fun for the whole family the weekend of August 21st and 22nd at the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show at the Camarillo Airport. Parking is free. See you there. Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And of course, we've got a full studio. Peter just walked in. We're going to find out a little bit more about the 6th annual Cocktails in Havana. And of course, it's all about the Habitat for Humanity. And there's still time to get your tickets. So we're going to find out a little bit about that. I'd love to see all my listeners out there. And you know, it's a win-win. It's something that you can kind of go and mingle and meet new business people, and then at the same time, you know, help somebody that's less fortunate. So I definitely hope that you get involved in that. All right. Again, we're talking with Leslie Shore, and we're talking about Listen to Succeed. And Leslie is a communication expert. And so the phrases that make arguments worse. Chad and I might use those a lot, but what are those, Leslie?
Well, let's start with a major word that should not be used at at the beginning of any discussion, and that is the word you.
You.
When
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're wrong. You're
you
crazy.
Always.
Right. Oh, yes. And that's, honestly, that's the second thing. You segued perfectly into those absolute words.
Wow.
The always, never. Those kind of words actually put people on the defensive and tells them that you have no room in your mind and heart for them to grow out of, even if it has been an always until that moment, when you use that word, it doesn't allow them to grow.
That's interesting. Okay, what's another? I mean, that was, I kind of, actually, I already knew that, right?
I know. I was like,
I know. You know what's funny is sometimes
I'm
when I'm talking
right
to
now.
My husband, yeah, and I'll be like, and I go, oh, I already know. He just shut down on me.
Yeah.
So, you know. Yeah.
So there's a whole set of what I would consider trigger words. And the thing is, because each of us have grown up differently, have had different upbringings, different marriages, different school, you name it, you actually can't know what another person's trigger words are. And the issue really is that we do not, it's invisible to us sometimes what our own trigger words are. And so what I always suggest to couples and even family members is to sit down and over a week period of time, create a list of what you consider to be trigger words.
Wow.
And the key to that is not just the list, but putting next to each trigger word or phrase when it became an issue for you and what the circumstance was.
That's interesting. This could be like a help our relationships.
I'm just going to be quiet because I kind of already know what my trigger words are.
You already know your trigger words?
It's more subjects.
Okay.
Like if you attack me on a certain subject, it just sets me off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I see his sensitivity coming out right now here. I love it. Oh, okay.
So the whole thing about having that list is that you're able to give it to your partner or, in your case, your co-host or whatever, and what really begins to happen is that they know what your trigger words are, why they are the way they are, and at what age. And the age thing is important because for you, when you're creating that list, you now understand where your brain and heart go.
Wow. That's interesting. That's interesting.
I was called ugly in fourth grade. And I never said anything to my parents, so I internalized that. And when people would use the word, not necessarily towards me, I would go up into my head and say, ugly is on the inside, not on the outside. Use plain, use homely, but don't use ugly. And the moment I did that, I had stopped listening, and the person across from me had no idea that they had triggered me.
And so you shut down.
I shut down, and I'm 10 years old.
Wow, that's interesting. That makes a lot of sense. I love it. Okay, and so now what about this is so interesting to me because it's really, I mean, it really, you know, husbands, friends, you know, mm-hmm. some friends I've heard where, you know, somebody's saying to me, all they do is tell me all about them, and they never ask how I am. Okay, you know, I mean, that's another thing. And I'm like, really? And for me, being a hair therapist, it's almost like, so how are you?
Well, we pride ourselves into being good communicators. I mean, we're on the radio.
Yes.
I run an organization. You're a hair therapist.
Yeah.
So we pride ourselves on being good communicators. And when someone challenges us on that, we're like, what?
Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, so what are some of the alternate phrases that we can use?
Well, first of all, if there is an issue, because one of the things that we always try to do when we are having a discussion and hoping that it doesn't turn into an argument, because that's what we want to, we really do want to stay away from that, because out of arguments come more escalation. But discussions, when you use, I know it sounds weird, but here we go, you know, use your I words. I feel that.
Right.
Or there are times when I am feeling that you are are not paying, you, at that point you can say you are not paying attention to my body language in terms of when we're having a discussion. This is the way I'm feeling.
Wow.
Can you tell me what's going on there? And so you're bringing it out of, I am telling you that you're doing something wrong. It's something that I'm feeling, and I need to know whether or not that's something that is accurate or not.
Wow, very cool. Okay, so what's the best, can you give us like something to leave on? Because I'm going to have you back. This is so interesting, and then hopefully I'll have your book by then. Leave us with some positive, amazing tip that you've really helped other, you know, listeners with.
Absolutely. First of all, make that list.
Okay.
It is huge.
Okay.
Second of all, do not use silence as a tactic because it actually is a weapon.
Wow.
And the third thing is that love is based on honesty and trust, and that each partner needs to know that they can be totally honest with the other, and that honesty will be handled compassionately and gently.
Mm-hmm.
And the trust that you've put in the other by being honest will not be betrayed.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, it's interesting. It's kind of the opposite of what we're talking about, but listen to succeed. You're talking about don't be silent, and yet, you know, some of us don't feel like we have a voice. And so,
I totally hear you, Kim.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest issues with not having a voice is how did you grow up and how can you change, whether not having a voice is your way of being either in avoidance or you may be an introvert and there's nothing wrong with that, but how can you now be heard? What can you do in your behaviors and your actual belief system about yourself? What can you do to turn that around and have the courage to say, oh, I'm so glad that I've heard everything that you wanted to catch me up with. Let me tell you what's going on for me.
I love it. My new saying is, I understand. Let me tell you how I feel. I love that. You know, so anyways, Leslie, a pleasure talking to you. Again, Leslie, her book, Listen to Succeed. Where do we find it?
ListenToSucceed.com and also Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
All right. I want to have you back because I know we just barely touched it and this was really interesting.
And I will make sure you get the book.
Okay. Okay. And do you have it on audio? Is it on audio or anything?
It's not on audio.
Okay.
It's on Kindle.
Okay. It's on Kindle. Oh, okay. Yeah. Even if you send it to me on Kindle, that would be awesome.
I will do what is necessary.
You got it. All right. Okay. I love it. Leslie, what a great topic. And thank you. Please share our show with everybody. And again, Leslie Shore, Listen to Succeed. And we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we've got Peter in the studio. We're going to be talking about the 6th annual cocktail in Havana. It's a blast and it's a win-win because you know what? You're helping somebody and you're having fun at the same time. Those are my kind of parties. So anyway, stay with us. You want to give something away?
Yeah, let's give something for breakfast away. We have Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town at 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Since we're talking about breakfast, let's do a rolling pin donut.
Ooh.
It's a dozen of that. Located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. You can call right now, 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
You got it. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805.
Take a trip to the mysterious land of Illyria, where nothing is quite what it seems, when Rubicon Theater Company presents the gender-bending romantic comedy, 12th night, performed by the students of the Fearless Shakespeare Intensive Summer Program. Adapted and directed by critically acclaimed actor Joseph Fuqua, this hilarious tale of role reversal, unrequited love, and mistaken identity receives a darkly romantic, steampunk reimagining. The production opens July 29th and runs for 4 performances only through July 31st. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past 2 decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And again, we've got some great guests all the way through there. So I want you to stay and hang out with us. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And we've got Peter in the studio. Good morning, and how are you?
I am fantastic this Saturday
morning. Yeah, good. You got a lot on your plate, and you got a lot of sponsors helping you out there. So I'm excited to hear a little bit more about the 6th annual Cocktails in Havana. And, of course, it's all about Habitat for Humanity. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. I know you want to do a really quick shout-out.
Yeah, let's give a shout-out to Mortgage Couch, who's a sponsor of the Kim Pagano Show and Habitat for Humanity.
There you go. So perfect.
Perfect that tie was, in yeah. here. You got Matthew Couch and Shelly Bishop over there at Mortgage Couch. They offer excellent customer service and believe in helping their customers from start to finish. Their goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, or refinance their home. Plus, all customers get to speak to them directly. Contact them at mortgagecouch.com.
There you go. Very cool people over there, right?
And oh, they do a slam dunk job. Speaking yeah. of contact them. They also use contact escrow for their escrow service.
There we go. We got it all in. I love it. So, all right. So again, Peter, I'm so glad you're here. I'm not going to mess your name up. So can you pronounce your last name for me?
Collegian.
Collegian. He makes it sound so easy. Like I could have just said
is.
That, you
it's
know?
It's Collegian. Okay. It's just how it's spelled.
Okay. So anyways, well, I'm so glad you're here again another year. I can't believe it's already here. I feel like we were just over in, mm-hmm. Camarillo, Santa Rosa over there and partying last time. You did an amazing job. But how did this event even start?
You know, I my wife and I, we like to
party.
To park. No. You know, we drink. I'm a cigar smoker, and you know, we like to enjoy life. So we started this actually before we had our first child, or right about at that time. And real estate community likes to drink. We all like to drink. Everybody that likes to enjoy life and just partake in different activities. So we started this fundraiser at our home in Santa Rosa Valley on a couple of acres. And first year we only had a couple of hundred people. I think we raised about $12,000 and literally every year after that, the attendance and the sponsorship almost doubled.
Isn't that amazing? I love that.
This year, it's our 6th annual. We're expecting right about 600 people. We already have approximately $45,000 just in sponsorship. And
wow.
Once we pair that up with the ticket sales, my goal is $75,000 every year. So I really think this year we're going to accomplish that goal.
Why Habitat?
You know, we're in the real estate community. My wife owns Contact Escrow in Ventura, right across the street from the radio station.
Yeah, you
here.
Just rebuilt it, didn't you, over there?
We did. We did a complete remodel. Used a great construction company, Littlefoot Construction.
All right.
Nice guy.
There you go. Big plug. Yeah, no.
We actually found out about him at this show last year, right after I bought
the
building.
Right.
And
yeah.
Kim says, you know, this is a good guy. You may want to consider using him. And I said, all right, Kim, I'll give him a shot. And he really came in with the best bid and did a phenomenal job.
Well, thank you.
So as far as this event is concerned, it's just why Habitat is, well, they provide housing for, they provide the opportunity for somebody to obtain a home with no money down. And the way it works is it's not a handout, it's a hand up. The people still need to qualify, but the qualification is not your typical qualification as far as loan-worthy and FICO scores are concerned. It's more of your ability to make your payments and your family structure, what your needs are. So
they're working people, correct?
They're working, not just working people working outside, but they also have to work. The entire family
has to come and help build, correct? Build their own house. I love that. I mean, that's what it's all about,
and,
you know?
And in addition to that, they're on the hook for, well, they also volunteer gladly to build future homes and other people's homes. So you really earn the right to get one of these houses. And again, some people have the misconception that it's free. It's not free. They do make payments every month, and those payments go back into the pool of money for Habitat to be able to build even more homes.
To help other people.
Yeah, and the beauty is it's a phenomenal organization to donate to. If you have any lots or any homes that you would like to donate, Habitat will take that home and turn it into just something where a future can be made for several families. They have a build out, I believe, in Fillmore now, 5 or 6 homes. They have another veterans build up coming up where the people that donated the property requested certain things. And the volunteers come and provide the sweat equity. A lot of the materials can be donated. Habitat has a division called where you donate your excess building materials, or if you have any furniture,
right. Okay.
It's called a Restore. They have one in right here in Oxnard, and they have another one in Simi Valley.
Simi Valley, I've seen it. Yeah.
Where you get to actually, if you're doing a remodel and you have extra kitchen cabinets or fixtures.
Oh, what a great idea. You'd like to donate. I didn't know that. That's a perfect idea.
You donate that and you get a nice tax deductible donation.
I need to tell Lou that, Littlefoot. Yeah.
I did. Okay. I did, but he does. He's a big guy. He does big projects.
Okay. But he does donate.
No, because, for example, the lights that we took down from our job, you know, typically he would just dump them, and I said, no, set these aside. Solid core wooden doors.
So you guys donated all of it. Yeah.
Habitat will come with their own trucks and pick it up from the job site. So he did say, he says, you know, after a job, we have leftover tile, we have leftover building material, and typically we just leave it there or we dump it because, you know, if he was to keep everything after every job, he'd need an entire huge warehouse to store this, and he promised to make a habit of calling Habitat, which has locations all over the country, and as far as the Restore is concerned, and they're also an international organization, so they provide homes and roofs over people's heads and families for people in need all over the world.
I love it.
So you ask why, that's why.
That's great. I mean, those are great reasons. Okay, so let's talk about the party, okay? And of course, what happens at the, the 6? God, have you been doing it from the very beginning? This has all been you?
My wife, Christina, and I, we created this from day one.
Wow.
And again, it started off in our backyard for the first 4 years. And then on the fourth year, I believe we had 400 some odd people. And our HOA had a little problem with that, so we moved it. Last year we had it at the Eden Gardens. That was fantastic, but again we took that venue over capacity, and this year we said, you know what, we're just going to go big, and we asked Spanish Hills. They have a huge capacity outside, so we'll be at the Spanish Hills Country Club August 19th, this coming Friday. The tickets are currently $75 only for another day. So today and tomorrow is your last opportunity to purchase tickets at $75. Come Monday, the tickets are going to go up to $100.
All right. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, let's find out, what happens there. What happens there stays there, right? That's where all these business, families let loose and have fun because they're doing such a great job of just giving back. And that's what it's all about. So Chad, you want to do a shout out? You want to give something away?
Yeah,
what do you want to do?
We actually have a couple new things from Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza.
Yeah, there you go.
We have a pair of tickets for the Craig Shoemaker.
Oh my God, he is so funny. Have you guys ever seen him?
I haven't.
Oh my God, have you seen him, right? Yeah, have you ever seen him? Mm-hmm. The Love Master, okay. Oh my God, he is hilarious. I'm telling you, everybody needs to go see him.
See, they're right there. You just did it for me.
I know.
September 17th, Craig Shoemaker, 7 p.m. A pair of tickets. You can, if you can't get when I'm here, you can go to civicartsplaza.com, but call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and we'll call you right back.
There you go. All right, stay with us. We've got lots more for you. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Get ready for the 2016 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Camarillo Airport. The Camarillo Airport comes alive with aerobatic performances, classic warbirds, helicopter and airplane rides, a World War II reenactment camp, as well as a variety of food and street vendors. The Camarillo Wings Association distributes the air show net profits to participating nonprofit groups that promote youth in science and aviation. Tickets and more information are available at www.wingsovercamarillo.com. It's fun for the whole family the weekend of August 21st and 22nd at the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show at the Camarillo Airport. Parking is free. See you there.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we're just having a little party in here, getting cocktails in Havana already started. And, of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad and,
good
of course,
morning.
Tom. And we've got Peter in here. And Peter is representing. He was actually the founder of this cocktails in Havana, him and his wife, Christina. And of course, it all goes to Habitat for Humanity. And so we're trying to figure out, what are we going to experience that night?
So we have a rather unique structure to this particular fundraiser. You walk in with your identification to let us know you're over 21 and your ticket. No cash or credit cards are required for anything else. There's no silent auctions. There's no raffles. Nobody asking you for any more money. You can always make donations, don't get me wrong. But this particular event, it's a carefree event. You walk in, all inclusive. None of the vendors sell anything. Everything is donated and is given out in taster increments. So we have 5 or 6 restaurants, 7 or so beer microbreweries, catering companies. There's about 6 automobile dealerships that are involved that'll have their cars there featured. Everybody's offering something special as an attendee, but what you get to taste or experience at Cocktails in Havana is all included in your $75 ticket purchase. And in addition to that, the vendors will be handing out menus and coupons and special offers. So when you do go back to their
restaurants or businesses,
they will offer additional thank you presents for attending Cocktails in Havana.
Perfect, perfect. So what kind of food, wine, beer, and cigars, right?
Cigars are being hosted by Joey Cigars in Encino, and rumor is that he may be bringing in Oliva cigars, but that would be a treat to see. We have a Section Wines out of Santa Barbara that's going to be bringing in their fine-featured wine. BJ's Brewery's always been a kind sponsor of the event. We have now this year Domino's Pizza is going to be hosting some very new special products they have. There's a Copacabana at the Ventura Harbor, 805 Bar and Grill Cheese. Also,
Andre,
I believe he's a guest on this show. We have KO Tacos, La Dolce Vita. There's Pierre's Catering.
Love his sushi.
That's right, Planet Sushi as well in Westlake. Coastal Specialty Foods. He does gourmet cheeses. We Be Poppin' is a gourmet popcorn company.
Ooh.
We have Village Wine and Spirits that's going to be featuring some bourbons and scotches for the evening. As far as the breweries, we have Firestone Walker, Figaro Mountain, Poseidon Brewery. Barrel House 101 is going to be doing a brew as well as, I think, margaritas, if I'm not mistaken. San Fernando Brewing Company and Common Cider Company. For entertainment, we have Moss Music, also known as DJ Applejuice, will be on the main stage.
DJ Applejuice. Yeah. Okay.
He's sweet.
Okay, I guess so.
Rick Ash will be on the steel drums as well as his guitar, and he may have a guest saxophone player there as well. So included in your ticket is all these drinks and foods, as well as a cigar, and there will be a hookah booth there as well. So there will be a nice little lounge area where you can go and enjoy a smoke if you would like to. But if not, in the main area, it's going to be it's open air. So even if someone's smoking a cigar, it's not that big of a deal. But I would like
for
to.
For you. No. I'm just
teasing. Turn the other way.
I know. It's all good. It's all good. I'm just giving you a hard time, Peter.
I would like to give a big shout out to Steve Thomas, Mini of Camarillo, as well as BMW. They're one of our primary sponsors for the auto dealerships, as well as Paradise Chevrolet, Ventura Jaguar Land Rover, Vista Ford in Lincoln, in Oxnard, and in Woodland Hills, as well as CJ Mazda and Gold Coast Acura. These are the car dealerships. I would like to also thank a lot of the real estate industry companies that have sponsored cash money. These are not vendors. These are guys that are just
hand
over the big money. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage of Ventura has always been our primary sponsor. This year, well over $15,000 has been donated from them. In the lineup, we also have Gem Mortgage, Ventura County Credit Union, Dignified Home Loans, CBC Federal Credit Union, Keller Williams, West Ventura County, Realty One Group Summit, Movement Mortgage, Axia Home Loans, Title 365, Pacific Coast Title, Mortgage Couch, of course, Union Bank, C21 Commercial, Joe and Marty Ahern, as well as AJ, Inspect Pros, Guild Mortgage, Carlos Camargo, Reverse Mortgages.
Wow, lots of people.
CMS Capital Mortgage. And these are all Montecito Bank and Trust, New American Funding, Pacific Preferred Insurance Brokers. And we have actually a nonprofit, NAREP of Ventura, that donates $1,000. NAREP stands for National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals, as well as Lions Ventura Downtown Lions Club, another $1,000 sponsor.
And lots of it.
It's such a compliment to have one nonprofit donate to another nonprofit.
That's so cool. It's
we're all in it together.
Yeah, exactly. Do you guys, do people ever do that with you?
We do, and we all.
Chad is with Paw Works, and he's the founder of Paw Works.
I saw his card.
And we've done it to other nonprofits before.
That's cool. I mean, that's a win-win.
Yeah.
You know?
It is a win-win, reciprocation.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I don't want to get into any trouble. I forgot to mention Barber RV, and then we have Relaw, which in Jennifer Felton, she is by far the best real estate attorney in town out of Westlake. So, thank
you
to all of our sponsors. And let's not forget Narcissus Jewelers in Ventura.
There you go. There you go. So let me ask you, do all the funds collected go towards Habitat for Humanity?
How does that work? This is one of the only events where we can comfortably say 100% of the proceeds goes to Habitat for Humanity of Ventura County.
Uh-huh.
All the checks, charges, ticket sales, go directly, they're made payable directly to Habitat for Humanity, and the overhead there is it's all sponsored, and we everything 100% of it, all your ticket sales, all the sponsorships, everything goes to Habitat. So this is very unique structure as far as this event is concerned, because other events you know if you buy a $50 ticket, $35 goes to the venue, and what are you really giving? $15, you know. So I didn't think that was
so. The venue is sponsored too.
Did I forget to mention Contact Escrow is a sponsor? No. Wow, how could I? My wife would have killed me.
Go ahead.
And that's really good, because some people have gotten so weary of donations. They'll
absolutely
say, "Okay,
yeah.
I'm just going to write you a check for $30 to the group," because they're worried about where the money's going.
Well,
and people have started doing that. So it's great that we can have an event that's so clean like that.
I have to, I have to jump in here because I throw fundraisers. So just so people understand that a fundraiser, a big part of it is to raise money, but it's also to bring awareness and like-minded people together. So yes, a portion of ticket prices go towards paying for the fundraiser, but at the same time, you get giveaways, you get takeaways, you get, you get good food, you get good entertainment, and you get like-minded people in the same area that can walk out of that door and have a passion for what you do and continue moving forward and talk about you, so that the next person can write that $30 check and invite them the next time. So just it grows your audience, so that more and more sponsors, like, I mean, I'm impressed by the amount of sponsors. I wait till the day that I can do that. I mean, I'm in my second annual.
But you have a lot. I mean, you have a lot of individuals.
Yes.
And that's a different, you know what I mean?
And
I
we're
mean,
still
not that,
very young. Yeah. We're only 2 years old, so people are still hearing about us in this area.
And
so,
people have to be paid for their stuff, too, because I've worked with a lot. So if somebody has, there's a great sound company in the community. And if they gave away, they would be broke.
Exactly.
So there does have to be a give and a take with everything, and that's the dynamic.
And when you find that one company that just loves what you do and they'll donate every year to you for that, you grab onto it and you run with it. Like, I have a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. He's all over LA, but he donates every year to us now. Mm-hmm. And I love him for that. So I'm always like, next event, booking you. And he's like, yep, but I'm the only one he gives back to.
And the other thing with Habitat for Humanity, as far as everything you said, I mean, you look at Jimmy Carter, 91 years old, and the man is still active with the cause. It shelters people, homeless issues. If you're mad at the homeless, do something about it, for crying out loud. This is a great organization. I worked with them for this long because my weekends are messed up, but you can even go there and volunteer, and you can learn how to do tile. You can learn how to lay a foundation.
Yeah.
I mean, this is such a great organization.
Yeah, it's truly a win-win, and I love that they make them participate. It's not a handout. It's a hand up.
Correct.
And that's basically what
you could learn how to build a block wall. You just go because you have the expert there and you say, okay, I'm going to be your muscle for the day, but can I learn how to do this too?
And I've seen kids there, correct? Is there a certain age limit
waiver? They have certain days where there's kids, there's women's build day. They make it so fun.
Yeah.
Where you get to swing some hammers, plant some flowers, and you really make a change in somebody's life, where you can just drive down the block and say, hey.
I had a hand in that, right? There you go. I love it.
I screwed a screw in the wall over there.
That's totally cool. Peter, I'm so glad to be a part of this again this year. First of all, where do we get tickets?
Cocktailsinhavana.com. This event has its own website. There's a link as soon as you open it. It says buy tickets. You click on that, takes you to Eventbrite, and you can buy your tickets. And the tickets will automatically go up to $100 on Monday. You can also contact me, Peter K at contactescrowinc.com for tickets, or you can just call our office here in Ventura, 805-482-4663.
Okay. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Okay. Say it again one time.
Another why I would like to get back to for Habitat. When I chose the organization, not only because of everything they do, but what's very impressive about Habitat, and there's very few organizations that operate this way, their overhead is minimal.
Wow.
Minimal. Where I'm not going to mention too many organizations, but you talk about a Red Cross or some huge international organizations, 70% of what you give goes towards their
salaries
operating expenses,
absolutely,
and million-dollar salaries, where Habitat is minimal. I mean, they run on a very, very tight ship.
Wow. Well, I love it. And again, I hope that everybody, there's still time to get tickets, call. In fact, there's $75 till this weekend, right? Or till today?
Till Monday.
Okay.
Today's Saturday, so Sunday.
Yeah.
Monday, the tickets will go up.
It's a write-off for your business, right? I mean, it's a win-win.
It's a donation.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
So again, the phone number at Contact Escrow is 482-4663, 805-482-4663. We'll have tickets there the entire week. You can also go to Narcisse Jewelers in Ventura. They'll have some tickets to sell you as well.
There you go. And you can call me, and I'll get in touch with Peter to get tickets to anybody.
For sure.
So again, I thank you for joining us on our first hour. We've got another hour. We've got some really great guests, and we're going to be talking about your inner GPS and the art of keeping good company. With that, I thank you for tuning in, waking up with us, and of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. There are no mistakes, only lessons. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.